United States versus Hill, Ms. Griebel.
Good morning. May it please the Court. My name is Erin Griebel, and I represent the appellant. At issue in this case is whether Walter Hill, as Deputy Liquor Commissioner for the City of East St. Louis, in fact occupied a sensitive position under Sentencing Guideline 2C1.1, subsection B3.
But there was no way in which the judge was going to give him a lighter sentence, right?
Well, Your Honor, perhaps that's true, because the judge went into a lengthy discussion of the vulnerability of the community.
His behavior was really disgusting.
Pardon, Your Honor?
I think he should be grateful only to get 60 months.
Perhaps that is also true, Your Honor, but our position would be that he is entitled to a sentence wherein the judge follows the scheme laid out under federal statute and follows the guidelines, and that this was no small enhancement. It was a four-level adjustment under the...
Yeah, but he justified it at great length. It's a very long statement. It's lucid. What is there to take issue with?
Well,
he's obviously a supervisor. He's a deputy liquor commissioner. He gives out these licenses. The mayor defers to him. Mayor has other things on his mind.
Your Honor, we submit that there was no evidence.
It's a model sentencing statement by a district judge.
Well, nonetheless, Your Honor, we do submit that there was no evidence in the record that the mayor deferred to Hill whatsoever. In fact, we have...
Deputy Liquor Commissioner. I mean, look at the way these people are kowtowing to him. He obviously has a lot of authority, de facto authority.
Well, Your Honor, in fact, it was only the Marsalas that kowtowed to Hill, it would seem. There are several examples of other licenses.
Whether it's one or 20. I mean, obviously, be realistic. Of course these people are going to do favors for this fellow. Deputy Liquor Commissioner is an important job.
Well, Your Honor, we would submit that with regard to the level of review, that his discretion was reviewed at virtually every turn. The district court even noted that though he had the power to issue citations, that did nothing more than, quote, trigger.
Didn't the record show that the mayor was fraternity brothers with this guy and created the office for him, and made him, there was no such office until the mayor made it for him?
That's exactly true. However, we would submit that does not suggest that Hill wielded any particular influence.
Boy, this is not an appealable case. You should not have taken this case. This is not appealable.
Your Honor, with respect...
The district judge has made a model statement of all the reasons that justify this modest sentence for this blatant abuse of power by a significant official and in a corrupt area.
Your Honor, with respect, we were appointed to this case.
There's no plenary discretionary appellate review of sentences. Congress, the Sentencing Commission, the Supreme Court have combined to create a system in which it's difficult to challenge a district judge's sentence. And you don't have any grounds for challenging his sentence.
Well, thank you, Your Honor. I'll take that advice.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Weinhoft?
Uh, May it please the court. Government believes that the sentencing judge was correct in applying the sentencing enhancement that was found at 2C1.1B3. Under both prongs, the Renaissance opinion makes it clear that both under the sensitive position and the high-level decision-making authority are separate prongs. He qualified under both. The district court made a solid record under both of those prongs, and if the court has any questions, I'll be happy to entertain them. Otherwise, I would just simply ask the court to affirm the district judge's sentence.
Guess not. Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Lenhoff, and Ms. Griebel, we thank you as well. And court.